Susie, or Student Universal Support Ireland, has come under fire from Education Minister Rory Quinn, who said there were problems with the new centralised grant system and that he was disappointed with the delays. Our reporter, Sarika Nirivtha, spoke to some students at UCD today about their grant applications.
I'm just waiting for it to come in, really. That money at home isn't there to supply for my fees when I have to pay for it in January, so I'm forced to take out a small loan in order to pay that off in case the grant doesn't come through. And that is a bit of a strain on myself and my family, which is, you know, it's ridiculous.
And you've experience of how this compares with the system last year, haven't you?
To a certain degree with my sister. She's gone through the system with the grants last year, which she managed to get quite early, within, you know, October, you know, November, around that time, and my other sister as well. So I don't understand why they haven't done that this year. It doesn't make sense to me.
Sarah Mysteri, I'm studying economics and French. I applied for it ages ago and it still hasn't gone through, and I'm constantly like coming to the university and asking when the fees have to be paid in, and I'm really worried about it, and they contact me but there's just no sign of it going through anytime soon.
So you haven't been told yet whether you're eligible for a grant or not, have you?
No, I haven't been told if I'm going to get my grant yet or not.
So how are you surviving in the meantime?
I just have to wait and see. I haven't paid my school fees yet and I'm just kind of struggling right now, trying to get all my books and everything, but hopefully my grant will come through soon.
This afternoon, an Oireachtas committee took the City of Dublin VEC to task about the delays in processing grants. They're running the SUSE system. Jacintha Stewart of the City of Dublin VEC said the committee underestimated the kind of detail involved.
I suppose the first thing I want to say is, look, we want the students to get their grant. I've said that. There is a process, unfortunately, that we have to go through, and that's proving difficult. But I don't want any student to fall out. I don't want any student who's entitled to their grant not to get their grant. And I can't say that more sincerely than I'm actually saying it. We have a process in place. Deputy Bannon raised the issue of local information. The Citizens Information Centres were trained. We've worked with the local guidance counsellors in the schools to make sure that in as far as we could provide the information, that we were providing the information. Do I think we could do that better? Of course I think we could do that better. We've learned a huge amount from this. We produced a video on YouTube to bring people through the process as well. We underestimated, I think, the complexity of the kinds of detail. And let's take the Revenue Commission question for a second, or the Department of Social Welfare one. There are all kinds of legal issues around data protection. On the CAO one, it would take 18 months for us to be able to access that documentation, and so that, if you like, the student gives their permission for their information to be released. So we have to be really careful to honour that and to make sure that we're not releasing information that we shouldn't, or that information isn't released to us that shouldn't be. But we do want to award grants. We are, in as far as we can, doing the best that we can at this stage to try and ensure that.
That was Jacintha Stewart of the City of Dublin VEC. Now, John Logue is President of the Union of Students in Ireland. Éan Oireachtas is a Labour TD for Dublin North Central. He's Vice Chair of the committee and he was at this meeting today. John Logue, let's start with you. We heard Jacintha Stewart there saying the process that students have to go through is difficult. Is it more difficult than it was in previous years?
Well, I saw this year's form. I filled it out just to see what students are going through, and similarly I filled out last year's form, and I see very, very little difference. And I don't think the issue is that students and their parents suddenly have forgot how to fill in a maintenance grant application form. We didn't see anything like this last year. In fact, the very worst authorities last year gave their first payments in December. Now SUSE are saying that they're not sure whether the students who have filled in full documentation will even get their maintenance grant applications by December. So this is a massive downside to the new system, and it's something that needs to be addressed very, very urgently.
But we did hear in the figures today, and I think it was a figure, I'm not sure if it was 15,000 or 20,000, I think it was 20,000, have need to provide, 20,500 in fact, still need to provide more documentation. They didn't provide sufficient documentation. So the blame isn't in one direction.
Well, the issue here is that the level of people filling in the documentation is the same as it was in any previous year. So we have to address what are the underlying issues this year that make it different to any other one. The first issue is the understaffing of Susie itself. We've talked to people on the ground who are actually processing the applications themselves. They say they are inundated with applications. They say the number of staff there isn't in any way sufficient to tackle the backlog of forms. The minister has come out and said that he's going to hire between 10 and 20 additional staff. The people in Susie say that is nowhere near enough to cope with the backlog. There's also the issue of the fact that a lot of the staff in there don't seem to understand the grant regulations themselves. We've seen a number of discrepancies between what people with identical circumstances, some cases in the same families, are being told they have completely different circumstances. So there is a discrepancy here both in the training and the staffing of the Susie system.
Eoin O'Riordan is with us today. You were at that meeting as well, Eoin O'Riordan. Jacinta Stewart said they underestimated the kind of detail that was involved. They won the tender for this. How did they get it so wrong?
Well, Rory Quinn says disappointed. I'm disappointed. I think many of the students that have been on to me and on to every member of the Oireachtas Committee are disappointed. I don't know, quite frankly, how it has come to this. It is a good idea, Susie. I mean, it's moving from 66 granting authorities to one. And as you've already outlined, up until now we've had 18,000 completed applications. We have 21,000 which are awaiting documentation. You are right in saying that 15,000 of those didn't give any documentation at all. And we have about 26,000 outstanding. Now, my understanding from this afternoon is that 5,000 of those will be done this week.
I know, but we also know from today only 3,000 have received money. 3,000 out of 66,000 applicants.
Well, on average, not all those applicants would necessarily be getting grants anyway.
If only 33,000 of them got grants. Only 3,000 have received money, and here we are almost in the middle of November.
Yeah, I'm absolutely agreeing with John there and with other members of the committee across all parties saying that it's not good enough. I mean, they have been given, in fairness, the minister has been asked whatever resources he's been asked from Susie, he has given. Some of these, by the way,
is it Eoin O'Riordan too little too late? I mean, there was a tendering process for this, and we looked today at what criteria was set down for these expressions of interest, and one of the criteria was organisational capacity to perform the function, expressions of interest to do the job that Dublin VEC now is supposed to be doing. It says the expressions of interest should indicate, in organisational terms, the capacity of the body to take on the grants administration function and build it as a national service with the ability to deliver significantly improved levels of service for students. That clearly has not happened.
No, and Brendan Ryan, my colleague, has asked some very searching questions as to how they put out their plan when they started off. But what they're saying now is that the vast bulk of these will be done by Christmas. In fairness, Mary, a lot of local authorities and VECs in the past, you know, had a similar timescale. This is the first year of this. Everybody can accept it hasn't worked well. What we hope will happen is that Susie will re-engage with the Education Committee again, because we don't just have one meeting today and then everybody gets stuff off their chest and then we forget about it. We want to be able to re-engage with them again, and hopefully next year that we don't revisit this sort of mess.
Let me bring back John Logan here. Have you ever seen delays of this length before?
There are always a very small handful of local authorities who are significantly behind the curve, and they do come as far as December, but the vast majority of local authorities in this country process their first and get their first payment out by October. So what we're seeing now in institutions across the country is students having to rely on their parents, who have not sufficient means themselves to fund the student to college.
If they're lucky enough to have parents who can find a few bob someplace.
Absolutely, and we saw a statistic last week where 1.3 million families in this country are living on €50 a month disposable income when they pay all their essential bills. Yep. How are those families meant to supplement their children through college at the minute? And the other issue, if I may say so, is the huge pressure at the minute on the Student Assistance Fund in colleges, which is an emergency fund for unforeseen circumstances that was never meant to cater for the gap between your first period of school and the first payment of the grant. So there's a huge pressure on that now, and it won't be available in the second semester of the year.
Just Eoin O'Riordan, did the Department of Education make the wrong decision here? Did they take the eye off the ball and now they're all engaging in a blame game?
No, not necessarily. I mean, this was actually an issue by the previous government, which has been rolled out by Rory Quinn. I would make one very important point about colleges who are saying that students cannot use various facilities and that sort of thing. No student should be dropping out over this. No student should be having any of their services curtailed. The HAA have written to every college to make that absolutely clear. So I want every student to realise that they're entitled to absolutely everything.
The Dáil heard today from Sinn Féin of a student who is dropping out and emigrating.
That can't happen. That shouldn't happen. That's not supposed to happen. The HEA have made that very, very clear. And any institution who is telling a student that is wrong.
All right. John Logue, President of the Union of Students, thank you for coming in. And Éan Ó Riordan, Labour TD for Dublin North Central.